From WCBU, Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois, and today I'm talking with Nikki Romaine and Vivian Standiford from Art Inc. about their upcoming theatrical production of Smart People. Performances will take place June 24th through the 26th at the CEFQ Theater at the Romaine Arts and Cultural Center. Nikki and Vivian, welcome to Out and About.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're excited.
So delighted to talk about this production in this space. Nikki, I understand this is the first theatrical production that Art Inc. is presenting.
It is. It is 2 years in the making because we were ready to gear up and go in March of 2020, and we all know what happened, and it is officially happening, and I cannot tell you how excited I am to do our first adult theatrical production. I'm super excited.
Nikki, you are directing the show, and we have Vivian here, who is a cast member.
Yes.
The show takes place on the eve of Obama's first election.
That's right.
Where does your character come into play?
So I play Ginny Yang. She's a psychologist. I come in being very excited about what's going on politically, mm-hmm. but also in my own world in terms of being a psychologist as a Asian American, and then how that play out in terms of my friends, my partners, and my life as a first generation Asian American.
It's a fascinatingly timely play in terms of the cultural conversation that it's hitting on. Nikki, this was the play that you were originally going to do in March of 2020?
No, actually, I was looking for an August Wilson play to do in 2020. So this wasn't the play. But when we started researching which plays to do, I thought about Lydia Diamond, and I think she's a phenomenal playwright. And so we found this play, and I was like, this is it. Because I always want something based around culture, obviously. We're an arts and culture center. And I just thought this was so meaty and so poignant from where we are right now. I mean, it's in a certain time frame, but it's still relevant. It has those racial and sexual politics that go on that normal people don't talk about, but these aren't normal people. They're all Harvard elites. You know, they all have their flaws, and they are struggling in navigating the waters of racial and sexual politics. And that's what makes it so juicy.
So I want to talk a little bit more about the small ensemble cast that you have here, and specifically these characters. As you mentioned, they're all Harvard graduates. Mm-hmm. They are all smart people.
Very smart.
But there's this conversation about race. You can still be a very, very highly educated person
and still have trouble navigating these waters. I mean, these are things and conversations that people try to avoid. Mm. And one of the characters in particular, his work is driven by racial content. And so he makes people uncomfortable, you know? Am I right, Vivian?
Absolutely.
He makes people uncomfortable. He will make the audience uncomfortable. Mm. And he's driven by this work that he's doing. And with him, there's no avoiding any of these conversations.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Out and About on WCBU and WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners, and today I'm talking with Nikki Romaine and Vivian Standiford about the play Smart People, being presented by Art Inc. Performances will take place June 24th through the 26th at the CEFQ Theater at the Romaine Arts and Cultural Center. Vivian, with your character, Ginny, do you see an arc that she goes through over the course of the play in terms of her perception of race or her reaction to it?
Yeah, I think definitely she did. And so she didn't know any of these people at the beginning of the play. And then they become really good friends, and there's a relationship going on as well. But I think all this conversation that we had during the play is conversation that you wouldn't hear in the public. Hmm. And so it really deep dive into, at the beginning, I don't know you, to at the end, I know you, and the type of things that you would talk about in, about race. So you see in the 2 hours the progress of how my character and actually all the characters has developed and then open up about what we really truly feel deep down.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask, among the cast members themselves, has this inspired deeper conversation?
What do you think? Well, you would know. You guys probably talk.
Yeah. maybe a little bit more here and there. I think I have joked about a few things with my cast. It's like, hey, I'm Asian thing. This is the Asian thing. And so certainly have jumped out.
Yeah, now that I think about it, we have had some conversations. Yeah. Just especially like joking, like, oh, that's a black thing, you know, like, oh, black people say that or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. So I think there has been more in a joking kind of way. And we definitely have our lines in the play that we all joke about.
I know. I would text you like.
There are certain lines in the play that we'll just like say all day long, you know, and kind of joke about.
First production, first of many, should we assume?
Absolutely. This is the kickoff event for so many more to come, and a little sneak peek of things that will come, but also film productions as well.
That was Nikki Romaine and Vivian Standford from Art Inc. telling us about the play Smart People. Performances will take place June 24th through the 26th at the CEFQ Theater at the Romaine Arts and Cultural Center. Nikki and Vivian, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And in the studio next week, Selah Schertz and Wes Hunt from Cornstalk Theater will be joining me to talk about All Shook Up. The music of Elvis comes to life in this musical inspired by Shakespeare's Twelfth Night. That production opens June 25th and runs through July 2nd. I'm looking forward to the conversation, and of course, I hope you'll join me right here on WCBU and WCBU.org. And if you're interested in dancing, you won't want to miss these events while you're out and about. Friday night at 8:30 p.m., the Contemporary Arts Center hosts their Salsa at the CAC. An introductory dance lesson will start at 8:30 p.m. with an open dance following. No partner is required. And you can also check out the Third Friday Swing and More Dance happening at the 3300 Event Center. That event kicks off at 7 p.m. with basic lessons in cha-cha and swing. For more information on these and all upcoming arts events, visit artspartners.net. You've been listening to Out and About, a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders, artists, and performers. Our producer is Jody Holtz. If you missed a part of the conversation, you can catch the full interview at WCBU.org or subscribe to the podcast. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.
Support for arts and culture programming on WCBU comes from PNC Financial Services. We're focusing on giving back as part of an ongoing commitment to the community PNC serves.